This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, jobs. Blah, 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 right? You've heard all you needed to hear? Well, hang on. Because, look, the labor market in this country is still hot, record hot, in fact. But there are some signs it's slowing down. And as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, that might not be such a bad thing.
The U.S. is closing in on what's known as full employment. That's when all the people who want to work and can are working. Mark Zandi at Moody's says right about now would be a good time for job growth to slow down.
We're creating a lot of jobs, so many jobs.
Zandi expects the economy will reach full employment in the next few months before blowing right past it.
And that's a problem if you're in a world of high inflation. You know, this would mean the economy will potentially overheat.
Because inflation can get worse, he says, as workers demand higher wages, a cycle that can start to feed on itself. Today's jobs report shows wage growth slowing down. That's a sign that there might not actually be a labor shortage, says Kate Bond, chief economist at Equitable Growth.
So the fact that Black unemployment is still nearly twice what it is for white unemployment, women's employment rates have plateaued.
Bond says if the labor market were really so hot,
we would be pulling in those people who are typically facing barriers, and they're not being pulled in as much.
She thinks there's plenty of room for this job market to grow as it comes off years of income inequality and wages that have been stuck in a rut. The labor market is making up ground lost over the last 2 years, says Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC.
We still are down by about 1.2 million jobs from where we were before the pandemic, so the labor market has not fully recovered.
But better wages are helping draw workers back, especially prime-age workers between 25 and 54 years old. That's according to Joseph Brisuelis, chief economist at RSM.
And that in itself is a sign of a growing confidence among workers.
He says as the Fed raises rates, the economy will cool, and with it, hiring, which could help get inflation under control. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.